Who is David Gork working for? By James Dalton. It's not for you. On November 26, a letter to David Gork was the subject of a Going Postal article. Lend me your ear. Gork, are you listening? A letter. As I confessed in the article, this was a letter from one of my favorite people. In it he went into some detail with respect to matters pertaining to our leaving the EU. Over the weekend he wrote to David Gork again, copying in the local Conservative Party Association and selected Conservative MPs. He is not very happy. Dear David, if government does not deliver a clean break with the European Union on March 29, as promised, I will be extremely upset and angry. Since I would consider myself to be a very reasonable person, an upstanding citizen even, I dread to think what other Leave voters will think, never mind what action they may take, or what form of disobedience they may be driven to consider, if the democratic mandate that was handed over and entrusted to the UK government in 2016 is betrayed. I understand you voted to remain, and I can see you are still agitating to remain through your wishes to extend a 50 article from the Mail today. If you are successful even in delaying Brexit, I really do fear for what forces you will have unleashed on the political landscape across this country. Trust in our politics will be well and truly blown. Who can I now trust? What political home do I have? Who should I vote for? Tommy Robinson? Might as well, if there is no alternative. This is a far worse prospect than some short-term economic inconvenience caused by a managed no-deal scenario as we cut across to trade on WTO terms. It seems I am not the only one to think this way. The Conservative National Convention just voted today by a landslide 72-15, 83%, to reject any delay to Brexit. So maybe it would be wise to get your head out of the Westminster bubble, step outside that ministerial car and listen to them, rather than to the siren songs from the rest of your Oland, Amber Rudd, Clark Pleak. Sincerely. Redacted. S.W. Hart's constituent. I can attest that I know the letter's author to be a calm and contemplative individual, a family man with a comfortable life and well-remunerated professional position. The nature of the actions of many politicians, in this case David Gork, jars. Conspiring with foreign parties to undermine the people's vote of 2016 and their sovereignty is not what representatives are returned to Parliament to do. The actions betray a culture of contempt within the political liblabcon establishment, contempt for the people of the UK and the relevance of their views. It begs the question, who does David Gork work for? Who do all these MPs work for? Because David Gork is not working for the constituents who voted for him standing for the Conservative Party manifesto of 2017. Those who are watching current politicians closely have seen an unpalatable truth reveal itself since 2016. It is the start of a great awakening. That truth? Politicians, with a few honorable exceptions, lie shamelessly in the pursuit of power, and then do what they want with the power once they attain it. Only by changing voting habits can our septic politics be healed. Only by not voting liblabcon and embracing new political parties dedicated to serving the people can a positive change be achieved. In the meantime, it is essential that those who betray the people of this country hear the thoughts and reactions they are engendering in many law-abiding and upstanding democracy-respecting members of UK society. Copyright James Dalton 2019, Democrats and Veterans Party, for Direct Democracy. dvparty.uk.